and aside from our meeting to develop, to defend ourselves, our authentic selves, that would mean calling the question, starting the process rolling of calling the question of our right to happiness. We have the codified right. Let's use that little extra wedge that we have to help ourselves and our brothers and sisters become global human beings. As I agree with Miklos Nisley, that those who hide behind secrets and lies hide from themselves, hide from us, as we learned from Alice, their illusions of divinity, their longing for total, all-encompassing financially, technologically, militarily, and globally, totalitarian power, and their obsession with killing in secret will continue until they are stopped, and so must be outed. I follow his lead and list to the best of my ability the ways they are secretly killing, using invisible microwave energy to cause ill health and death. So here I document so that we can begin to figure out what to do about it while we think through the steps of how to decommission this global class system. I've learned that they have developed a variety of different weapons, I think by varying the specific wave frequency and type of microwave energy. And as we experience an assault, in the absence of our pooling information, we can only hazard guesses at the specific injury being caused, its severity and duration, assuming the bombardment is not ongoing. My left thigh is still burning from an assault that happened Monday evening. And I suspect that the few who survive it are unaware it occurred. In my case, over the years, the severity of assault, gauged by its effects, and some of these effects are discussed in our February 28, 2016, and March 15, 2015 shows, has continuously increased. This week, and I just referred to this, beginning on Monday, as I attempted to sleep, I go to bed, go to attempt pretty early, they began an assault on me that at first felt like a muscle seizing. But now, as I wrote those words and continues to this moment, feels like I've been burned to the bone. The intense burning pain along my left thigh and up that hits when I'm attempting to sleep or when I'm at home, although I receive blessed relief during my 4 a.m. Lake Merritt walk at Lakeside Park, which I'm sure they're assiduously attempting to correct, intensifying their attacks on the freeway on and off ramps, which seems to have been one of their because it is difficult at the park. I mean, I'm getting the sense that it must be a following of my heat signature that allows them to track, because they've sort of given up the plausible deniability of the drones and still hit me anyway. But it does seem to require folks on the ground to a degree, except I found when I stop. And so I'm not sure exactly. They have actually, since I've been walking at the park, in fact, just fairly recently, tagged every single tree. I don't know if that's at all an issue or involved in their ability to target or not, but I can't think of any other way that I could be targeted if it weren't for my heat signature being tracked at the park. So to an extent during the walk itself, though to a much lesser degree than when I'm in the car or when I'm at home, walking, moving, I found, is really important. It just makes it more difficult for them to lock you, lock a particular location in. And when I stop to write, I have found is generally when I get targeted or hit. It leads me to suspect the kind of a burning pain, leads me to suspect some sort of laser weapon blast along my left thigh and into my back, although my back has stopped. That pain is gone from my back now, but it's persisting in my thigh. Must have been the most intense hit. Imagine using the magical power of light to kill. That just about sums up this sick system. As with all EMF injuries, there's a lot of mucus generated, although it's so thick it would ordinarily be missed, if that makes sense. It clogs you insidiously. And because you wouldn't know, you might think you were just getting sick. You know, my head feels a little stuffy. I must be getting the flu. You know, you do what you would normally do if that's what you thought was going on. And that's the wrong way to deal with it. So I encourage anyone who, if for whatever reason suspects they might be receiving this kind of attention, like if you listen to this show, might be reason enough with these folk, serious biz. They don't tolerate much sense of uncertainty about whether folks can be depended on to kiss their butt, you know. Kiss their bootay. So it could be missed, the thick, thick mucus, because you won't know that you've been attacked by an electromagnetic force weapon. And there's also that telltale, because only once you start loosening it do you realize how voluminous the mucus is. And then there is that telltale sign of EMF that accompanies it, usually with ear ringing, and it's an uncomfortable sense of electrical irritation, which you might not recognize until you've had it happen a long time, I don't know, associated with the areas that are swelling, the skin sensitivity, and the head burning. The pain has been intense. It was very difficult. But as with all injury by EMF, it's critical to clear the mucus and keep moving despite it. And around the time I wrote this, I was starting to get my appetite back. Then they hit me again. I lost it again. Now I got it back. I mean, they hit me constantly. It's just the severity sometimes. If you get real, real nauseous, then you got to detox, because you're being flooded with heavy metals. So a lot of detox is really important as you try to clear that mucus. A lot of the green. Got to give thanks to the green, the kale and the cilantro and the parsley, I think are particularly useful. It may be that all the ill health and of the last century can be justifiably laid at their door. And I say this because they have been experimenting with these weapons for a long time, you know, figuring out how to intensify the hit, flooding the atmosphere with things that would allow that, you know. And I said at another show that I'm beginning to suspect that whole geoengineering issue that became a subject of debate and discussion for a while, and which Bill Gates was a big funder of. He seems to be right at the intersection of a lot of these signifiers of global power, right? The education initiative, getting control of our heads, and There was another one. What was it? Along with geoengineering, he funds geoengineering, education. Oh, it'll come to me when I write it down. But I know we're not supposed to care who these folk are, but for some, in some instances, it is just so obvious that he has bought his way into the inner circle of these folk. Absolutely no doubt. I mean, megalomaniacal for days, these people are. Imagine playing with our lives and deciding who lives, who dies. It's just beyond the ken of normal, healthy, earth-loving, human being-loving folk like ourselves. So it may be that all the ill health of the last century may be justifiably laid at their door. What an achievement! While they boast of the wonders of their science, quote unquote, designed to ameliorate or terminate the ill health they cause. And in saying that, I don't mean me. Since I'm not, when I'm not being assaulted, which is never, but so it's kind of, I know it's hard to fully credit this, I guess. Those brief moments when I'm walking, or when I've just arrived at that sleep spot, although, they hit me hard before I go, so my head is generally swollen then too, so I don't know. But I really am quite strong. If you ignore the fact I've been converted into a stick in the last year, which is why the escalation is ongoing. Authentic movement in body, mind, and spirit, they want not. They fear, it seems. In their system, what downward spirals or tracks up, they want to be their gift or punishment as evidence of their godlike status. And so now they have a large repertoire of diseases, and I'm serious, I keep finding out new ones. Parkinson's, pneumonia. It's a long list of diseases they can cause and make happen in us. What a legacy of their time on the planet.